Okay, let's think a little bit about activities around a school like Burnaby South in the 20s and 30s. I guess mostly what we're talking about, you started there in 1929, so we were very quickly into 1930, and we're talking about the Depression, right?
Well, I assure you that during the Depression, the sports activities did not cease. They were very enthusiastic about sports. There was rugby, there was basketball. I don't know where we really played it, but it was in the basement, I presume. And they competed with other schools. And I still remember one time, the teachers really wanted to go to see the pupils play because you got interested in them. So I remember one boy saying to me, "Well, you're going to our rugby game. You're going to our rugby game." Excuse me for fluffing everything. And I said, "When is it?" "Oh, Saturday morning on the Canby Street grounds. You'll be there, won't you?" And of course I said, "Yes." But I didn't know it was going to rain, and my black hat didn't have any safe dive. And when I saw myself in the mirror, I discovered that we won.
That was on the Canby Street ground, so you were probably playing against a Vancouver school.
Oh yes, they played against other schools.
There was, at that time, there were two high schools in Burnaby, Burnaby North and Burnaby
South.
Yes,
they were established in 1922, one in the north, one in the south.
So that was rugby, and there would also, of course, be, was there lacrosse?
Oh, I don't remember lacrosse, no. But I know that the public schools played lacrosse.
And the girls, by public schools, you mean elementary schools?
Elementary schools, yes. I think it played lacrosse. I know that I have a picture of my brother with a championship.
Burnaby School of Champions.
Yes.
And that would be.
That was Nelson Avenue School.
Well, for heaven's sake.
Yes.
Okay, other than sports, do you recall anything about concerts or plays or music activities?
Very much so. Mm-hmm. Yes, we had Rose Weiss. She started the operetta, she started everything.
When did Rose come to Burnaby South, do you remember? Some years after you did?
Oh yes, quite a bit. It was later, but still, we began to have operettas. We also had oratorical contests, mm-hmm. and we had, the annual never was without poetry from the pupils. The students were really very alive, and they put out the annual every year, and
I presume most of the staff had to take on some sponsorship duties and these things. What did you sponsor?
I sponsored Girls High Y, and certainly wasn't an oratorical contest. I was never a speaker. It was Girls High Y, and some writing contest or something like that.
The Literary Society.
Yes, we had literary societies. Oh, we even had a dancing society.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What sort of dancing would you do?
Ballroom.
Mm-hmm. You remember Rose Weiss came and started putting on operettas and so forth. Do you remember what the first operetta was that she put on? Or one of the early ones? Any of the titles?
Dear. If I had my annual, I could tell you. I just haven't got one here with me. But I don't know. That seems to be the boyfriend or something. Anyway, we put on quite a few.
Do you remember anything about health? Problems or facilities at that time? Did you have a school nurse?
Oh yes, we had a very nice, Miss Shannon was a very nice school nurse. And Yes.
Remember any, you know, outbreaks or any epidemics or anything like that?
No. But I do remember one time some of the finest girls in the school are from the finest homes got lice.
Head lice.
Oh, yeah. And believe me,
yeah.
They were embarrassed, the teachers were embarrassed, the nurse was embarrassed, and their families.
Yeah.
That's the only thing, and I can't remember Mike's last name, but I said, Mike, you need glasses. I'm sending you to the nurse. And she found he did need glasses. So she got in touch with the family, he got his glasses, and he didn't want to wear them. And so I felt it was the greatest triumph in the end when he ran a mile on inter-high school days and with his glasses.
Well, you persuaded them to do that, did you?
Oh, yes. Well, I'd always say, Mike, wear your glasses. He'd say, I left them at home. I said, well, go home and get them.
Well, we've mentioned quite a few people, Laura Swinziski and Hester Draper and Rose Weiss and Norm MacDonald, C.G. Brown. Any other outstanding people that come to your mind?
I remember that thinking of music, and I often wondered what happened to him in the end, and that was Donald Bell, who had a tremendous voice, and he went to Europe, I think it was Germany, to study, and I have never heard of him since.
I saw him at Burnaby South in, I think it would be 1948 or 49, in Pinafore.
Oh, yes.
And he was playing the lead there, or Rafe Rackstraw or whatever. Well, you taught at Burnaby South then, Kathy, from 1929 to 1964, as I recall. You retired, right? So that's...
Yes, 35 years. Happy years. I love teaching. And the last thing in the world I wanted to do was to teach.
Was to teach. You mean when you first thought, when you were younger and you're...
I was going to be a nurse.
Well, and you happened into the right job, regardless.
Father knows best sometimes.